it could be similar in many respects to kosher in that it's creative, something new comes out of the process. And there, of course, it's about mechubar and polish. Here it's about creating a shein ma'ochel, or a different kind of ochel, or a mashka from an ochel, or an ochel from a psolas, and so on. Or it could be more comparable to borer, which we have yet to examine. And borer also left to see whether it's considered to be transformative in any way. On the surface, borer looks like it's hafrada. So one could say that the Aruch does formulate it this way, that the dash is hafrada of psolas min ha'ochel. It's just that the hafrada, or the hafkas ha'psolas, is done in a state of chibur. Of course, it's quite possible it's like either of these, and that really it's the act of hafrada itself, and not the hafkas psolas, but the pirud itself, or the yitzira itself, which is, or the creating access itself, or being the gala, unearthing of the object itself, is what's important in dash, and that's what we've been looking at a little bit. Again, the comparison to borer, as I mentioned, I think is widespread in Rishonim, both in certain overlap cases, discussions of kotesh and discussions of mekalev, as well as several other issues, and Castino's question why every dash isn't the borer. I think I mentioned the list. I also quoted the language of Tosis in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph last time. I didn't have it with me. Tosis on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, towards the end of the piece, explains that. One second. He wants to explain why it is that you need Dafka Gidul Karka. So he explains as follows. Al Madabi Dover had another Mamish in that Arish, like Shiva Behim and Gibor Karka. Yishon Itzrik, Tam and Hafu, and Farik Kalachayad, Mishur Rahud, and Sobi Yeshi, Shishon Ope Gibor Karka. Then he quotes Obey the Tam. The difference between Ka'ara and Kadeira. Did Omer Karka call this Kala Vadim Eiz, the Toka Kadeira, Velo Toka Ka'ara, but the Pirsha Kudras Nicha, the Tam of Mishunda Kishakola, the Toka Kadeira, have a Mashka, Habana Ochel, the Ochel. Then he adds, the Ein Ze Borer, Havalol Tocha Ka'ara, the Borer Mashka Me Ochal, the Doma Ledosh, She Borer Ochal Mitocha Psovas. That's the line that I'm referring to. The Tosis inserts Borer in the middle of his, I'm not sure why, of his discussion of Dosh. And as I said, there are many other overlaps in the question of the relationship in terms of how you define psolas, objectively, subjectively, other such issues. What about the ibud in both cases will be an interesting test case. Okay. So what we've seen so far is that dash can really range. It can be, about hafgas, hapsolas, hamachubar, or just the hafrada itself, in which case it's quite possible that the object was already galui as it is, or in its previous status, even beforehand. That might flow from Rashi's explanation on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and basically Ramban and some of the other Chachmei Sfarad accept that part of Rashi's explanation, as opposed to those Rishonim, who say that it's completely wrong, and that maybe the Meiri, the Rashbam, who say that anything that doesn't include unearthing the object for the first time, is certainly not going to be considered dash. And then on the other side of it, as we already noted, forget about whether it was galui lifnei, is it accessible la'achar? Can you have a disho which leaves you with an object which is not omed or roi or galui even la'achila? So that's, again, what would happen if the outer shell remains, even though there was siluk min ha psolas ha-mechubar. Let's say there's a two-stage process. That could be the problem that the Minchas Chinuch discusses, and that could also be the problem in the Rambam, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes, namely if chovel is really also an aspect of mefarek, even though the dam is not yotze, just nitzrar, but it's betoch, that's why it's important that there's or in the Shemona Shvatzim. So again, it's not the yotze. So in both directions, does it have to be mechusa to begin with? Does it have to be galui after the fact? We find the different views of Rishonim on both these issues, which I think highlight different perspectives on Disha, to what extent it's about akiras hadavar or pirud hadavar mi mechubar, or whether it really is about creating access or creating a new chafetza, and so on. Okay, that's what the Rambam was talking about as well, when he talked about tolesh yabesh not being kotzer. That's what we hold like the Bali Tosis, as we already discussed, against the Rambam. But not only that, but it's not going to be considered dosh either. And according to Rashi, it's quite possible that that's not true. Okay, then we moved on to discuss the status of Chole, which is an important case, and Chovel. So Chovel, we pointed out in the Tilos Neshama, there are different formulations. Why it's the Tilos Neshama, Machlish, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, different perspectives. But that's a view of many of the Rishonim. Or Tzoveya, which is Rashi Shita. And then we have Rambam Shita, which is very Mechudash, and that is that Chovel is Mepharik, is Dosh. If Chovel is really Dosh, that's remarkable for several reasons. Number one, dam is not food. It is a mashke, but it's not ochlin. Is dosh something that is only about hachanas ochlin or hechsher ochlin? According to the Rambam, clearly not. And secondly, as we pointed out, it's not even accessible. So we'll get back to that point later on. And third point, of course, in the Rambam is that if indeed Chovel is in the category of Mefarik, why should the Gemara make the distinction that it does in Ksuvas Hamad Beis between Chibur and Echbar and Mifkad Pot? Okay, so that's important. Similar to the question of the Shidduch Kubetzes raises against Rashi. Rashi said that one day that it might be Tzoveya. The Shidduch Kubetzes asks, if it's Tzoveya, what do we care? Whether it's the regular circulatory blood or it's some different system of blood. What difference does it make? The important thing is the impact that it has. Similar, we could ask that question, people do ask that question, according to the Rambam. They have opposite problems in the Rambam. The blood can come out, can be extracted completely, and if it's mitkat pocket rather than chibur nechbar, it's not considered disha. And at the same time, it can be, it can still be, it can remain in the interior, and not see the light of day, and that will be considered to be dosh. Both of those opposite issues loom large in Rambam's definition. So chovel is very important. Then of course there's kolev, which is much more universal because many Rishonim think that kolev is a mefarik. Yeah.
The Rambam says gushi yetzar for dam shiatsam in a chavura, which implies that the dam is coming.
But the point, maybe or maybe he wants the dam, but the fact is that the most we can discuss it. Well, we'll go into it more in a second. But the fact is that in the case of Shmone Shratzim, Shiyesh Lehem Or, it sounds like even if it's Nitzra, he's interested in the blood. Maybe ultimately it comes out. It's possible. We'll get back to it. If he really requires it to come out, then Akhenami will solve that second problem. But in Sugya on Kupches, it doesn't sound like it has to come out. It sounds like even if it's Nitzra. Again, of course, the problem with the Rambam there would seem to be also a Melachshen Tzvika Legufa issue. And why is he interested in that? Since he holds Melachshen Tzvika Legufa as Chayor. Obviously, that's the din in Mefarik and Tolda the Dush. As well, which we'll get back to. The question of Cholev, of course, is the more routine question. Chovel, there's no Gemara that says that Chovel is Mefarik. That's the Rambam. On the contrary, most Rishonim think it's either Tzoveya or Tzilos Neshama. But Cholev, the Gemara in Sadi Hay does say is Midin Mefarik. And if it's really Midin Mefarik, so that, of course, brings up the question of Ein Disha Ella Vigigule Karka, which we saw the Rishonim have a wide range of suggestions for. Right, so that goes to say that it's only Rabbanan. That would be very, very important. That's a whole group of major Rishonim. The Rif, Rabbi Chananel, consider this day in the Ramban, that when the Chachamim disagree on Tzadi, Heyom, and Aleph, they don't just agree only about Roda, Kaveres, and things of that sort, but they disagree with everything on the page, including Cholim. So they would, in Achanami, say that Cholim is only a Rabbanan. And of course, the Chiddush in that would be that the Gemara in Ksuvah, Saf, Samach, and Aleph seems to require two levels to be matir cholev. Right? One is that it should be mafare, kelachar yad, and secondly, that it should be mishum tzara hitiru. So one of the rayas for the Rishonim that cholev must be daraisa is the fact that you need two. Right? Well, otherwise it should be enough to say either kelachar yad or mishum tzara. So this would confirm, according to these Rishonim, unless they say, oh, this sugya is drabanim, that sugya is daraisa. You could say that, but according to other Rishonim, you might have to say this confirms that some drabanans are kein daraisa, and it's not enough to have kelach hayad, although to be matia, you really do need two levels. That would be a very important principle. The or the sugyas depend whether a libra b'yehuda or drabanan. That's the other possibility. Or it's a question of expanding the definition of gudulei karka, as we already discussed. So this we saw, there's also a range of views. There are those who are very comfortable with expanding Gidulei Karka to include Balei Chayim, one day in the Ramban, most of the Nosek Kelim in the Rambam. Again, the Minchas Chinuch wants to do it even in Kotzer. And then we have the Balei Tosas, who in a number of places, right, in Yevamos and Ksuvos and in Shabbos, here on Ardaf Ayin Gimel and Beis, say absolutely not. Balei Chayim are not included in this Gidulei Karka, and their strongest objection is the fact that this is derived from the Mishkan. But they add two things. They say, number one, it's from the Mishkan. In the case of Mishkan, it was real Gidulei Karka. Then they add the extra line, and they say, and after all, we also find in other areas of Halakha that Gidulei Karka does not necessarily include Balei Chayim. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but even within areas that depend on Balei Chayim, we sometimes know that it's dafka gidulei karka. So I was suggesting the other day, this Tosas is l'shitaso, because basically that's Tosas saying, I think the Mishkan is very, very important, and it's koveya, it's mechayiv, it's not just megala, and it doesn't just reflect kashivus. This is an issue which we discussed at length earlier this month. What we noted is that the Ramban, and the Rambam and others, are much more flexible about the Mishkan. They see it much more as a frame of reference, a way of, you know, testing chashivos, but it isn't the Bechayiv itself. For Balei Tosas, on Lakshen Tzvi Chalagufa, on other matters, right, the Mishkan is really much more koveya. But, having said that, so why does Tosas need to add that extra line? But after all, we do see that in other places that there's a distinction between Gedulei Karka, Balei Chayim, and really Gedulei Karka. That's because Tosas is again L'shitasa, because even within the view that Mishkan is Koveya, you still have to figure out what is incidental and what is fundamental in Mishkan. That's what Tosas says on Sadi, Dal, and Amud Aleph too. And therefore, just like Tosas speaks about in Lashon Tzricha, Legufo, 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 right? You always have to draw the line. So this is Tosas' way of drawing lines, saying, we see from other areas of Halakha this distinction is important, and therefore, this prat in the Mishkan could be important as well. Okay. On the other hand, for the Ramban, I think that it's very important to note that in Kotzer we don't have this, and here we do. The Ramban is willing to suggest, to consider the possibility that when it comes to Disha, that Balei Chayim will be considered Gidulei Karka, even though when it comes to Kotzer, he says Gidulei Karka must mean Dafka Gidulei Karka, even though he learns it Kal v'chomer Midisha, which I think is also interesting. Okay, so I think the point is, because the Ramban will say, listen, Kotzer, that's the Shei Malacha, it's Hapka Asa Mechubar, and therefore it's got to be the real thing, the real Gidulei Karka. But in Disha, Kotzer thinks, Ramban thinks, there's nothing per se that requires it. It's not a din of mechubar, it's a din Gidulei Karka because of its stature, apparently, or something else. And therefore, maybe it could apply, it's certainly if it's a din of its stature, basically it's because of the Mishkan, then maybe Dafka could apply to Balei Chayim. And maybe the Ramban Lashitasa, because he doesn't think everything is as tied as Tosus thinks to the Mechayim of the Mishkan, is willing to have a much more general definition. We're going to have a more general definition. Interesting in this slide to note the comment of the Tosis Rib on Ayin Heim and Beis. On Ayin Heim and Beis, the Gemara mentions whether Shochet is Mishum Metilas Neshama, or also you would be Chayiv Mishum Tzoveya. So the Tosis Rib has an interesting comment. He says, Eimaf Mishum Tzoveya. He says, Vi Amris, Amai Lo Amina Nein Tzviya Ba'ochlen. Why not say there's no tzviya ba'ochlin? Tzviya is, samamonim, dies, and so on. Why should you say such a thing? Ain't tzviya ba'ochlin? So he says, kedamarun ain't disha lebigdule karka. Just like we say ain't disha lebigdule karka, why not say ain't tzviya leba'ochlin? Ma'inyan tzviya eitzel disha, and ma'inyan ochlin eitzel gidule karka. Presumably what he has in mind is the Mishkan. Exactly this issue. In the Mishkan, Tzviya was not with Ochel. So the answer that he gives is important. So he says, Mishum v'gidulei karka chashivi. V'hilkach malachas ha-noagos v'hem en ha-noagos b'shar metaltalin. Al kol ha-metaltalin dinan shaber. V'ein l'chalik v'ein Ochel l'shar metaltalin. In Ibud also, you could say Ibud is, the classic case of Ibud is Oros. Right? So, and yet we find in some Gemaras it seems like there's Ibud Ba'ochlin discussion. Right? So he says, the distinction between Gidulei Karka and not Gidulei, and Metaltalin, that's based on Chashivas. But within Metaltalin, to differentiate between Ochlin and non-Ochlin, the truth is one might have said the opposite, especially when it comes to certain things. I don't know about Tzviya, but Ibud, but obviously Ochlin have a certain stature in many areas of Halacha too, Tumah and other things, obviously. But what I find interesting is that the question is interesting and the answer is interesting, in terms of Eidisha Lebigdulei Karka. The question is basically the assumption, again, why not just zero in what there was in the Mishkan and stop right there? The answer is, like what Tosus says in a way, there has to be some reason, to consider that we should draw the line at Gidulei Karka, Ochlin, whatever the case may be. It can't be just arbitrary based on what there was in the Mishkan. But the for the Tosus Rid, what's significant about Gidulei Karka when it comes to Dush is Kashivas. Not more. It's also interesting. In any case, this is a very important, these are different perspectives. Dafka, if you would only be interested in the Mishkan and drawing the line, for example, what would the Tosis Rid say about the question of Dafka Gidulei Karka or Balei Chayim? I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't been able to pin it down. But I wouldn't be shocked if he would say Balei Chayim or also Gidulei Karka. Because it's Dilei Chashivos. And that's the formal legal status. Where we require actual Gidulei Karka, it's because not because of Chashivos. It's probably because of some connection to the concept of Mechubar. Yeah. Well, we're talking about Cholev Behema. Oh, if it applies to Balei Chayim, it certainly applies to humans. Yeah, but the question is that sometimes we say Adam Hukshu L'Karka. I thought you meant in the other direction. Sometimes we say Adam Hukshu L'Karka. Right, so we say, to say that a person is like, is like Karka is easier actually to say than about Balei Chayim. But here we're talking about extending it to actual Balei Chayim, and Kol Shekein, to Adam. Yeah. Yeah. One of the Gemaras, the two Gemaras actually.
So the other one was Adam.
What?
So
yeah. Yeah, there are two Gemaras in there. One Gemara in Erevin where we say Balakayim are like Karka, and the other, I don't want to do the whole survey now, but it's, you know, the Bamitzi, the Peitesa, in different things, it's an interesting question. But, if the Koveya is Chashivos, that's interesting. If it's more than that, then, okay. So these are some of the approaches. Then, of course, there's the view that Cholev just isn't Dosh to begin with. Okay, and that, just to sum that up for a moment. So we had Rabbeinu Tam who says, V'machek. The problem with Rabbeinu Tam is twofold. Number one, what do you do with Kara and Kedera? So we pointed out that ironically, even though Tosfos is asking against him and invoking Rashi, if you read Rashi carefully, I'm going to get back to that Gemara about Kedera and Kara in a minute, but if you read the Gemara about Kedera and Kara, according to Rashi himself, and you want to say that it's really about Kedera and Shalom Kedera, and you want to expand the idea of Kedera and Shalom Kedera, as we discussed on Tuesday, then there's a way out for a later time. Not so terrible. As it happens. That's the irony. Tosfos glosses over what Rashi really says on Kuf Mem Dalet on the base. And it could be an opening for a Beinu Tam. That's point number one. The other difficulty with a Beinu Tam is, can you say Memachek in all the cases that the Gemara speaks about Mefarek? Right, that's also a problem. But if you look carefully at a Beinu Tam in Sefer Yashar, which I think I assigned to you, in Simen Chaf Gimel, so there a Beinu Tam says clearly that his comments are limited to Mefarek, which is not Gedulei Karka. Any Mefarek, which is Gedulei, for example, again, Haiman, the Shadi, Pisa, Ledikla, whatever it is, the Gemara Ayin Gimel Ledei, so Gemara says that's Mefarek too. Right? So this Rabbeinu Tam, I raised the question already when we read that Gemara. The other Rishonim are going to say Mefarek is not Dosh, so they're going to say that Gemara is also not Dosh. So Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar in Simen Chaf Gimel actually explicitly says that Bigidule Karka Mefarek is always Dosh. It's only that Shalom Bigidule Karka that Mefarek doesn't mean Dosh. Now that linguistically seems dochev, but that's what Rabbeinu Tam is forced into. Similarly, Rabbeinu Tam says something about Soche. Yeah. What? You want to say that? Go ahead. What does it say? Yeah, exactly. So Baruch Shem Kivan, say that. That's a bit of time, of course, who says that if it's, you know, Yayin or something like that, it could be Dosh. If it's Mayim, it could be Libon, right? So a bit of time has this, again, he came to it because he had to make hard choices, you know. Everybody understands that it would be nicer, it would be smoother to say that you know, a single term has a single meaning. But if the problem, you know, that entails, you know, logical, legal difficulties in understanding what that single term means. So then sometimes, you know, it's better to, you know, to cut your losses and just say, obviously, this term has multiple meanings in different contexts. It's more of a physical description than it is a legal definition, which is acceptable. So Rabbeinu Tam is just trying to show, and so is Dovi, that Rabbeinu Tam does that in some of the other malachos. Two, obviously he's come to the conclusion that that's an acceptable thing to do. That the Gemara can use words which aren't legal definitions, but they are physical descriptions, and they can go across different halachos. That's Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi and Yerushalmi, the other day in Rashi and Yerushalmi, could be Kotzer. According to the Me'iri and Sadehei Amud Aleph, and in Yavama, Lepid Aleph, it could be Gozei, so I'm talking about Cholei now still. Also interesting that the Uraim thinks that it could be Tochen. The Uraim thinks that Cholev is Tochen. We'll get back to that. We'll discuss Tochen more fully. And the Rajban, Kuflev Gimel on the base, says that Cholev is Borer. It's also interesting. Cholev is Borer. Okay. The other thing to point out is that according to Rashi, and most are showing that Kolev is Mefarek, Poldin the Dosh. So, right, Rashi also pointed out on Sadihei that the reason he didn't like this as Kotzer was why? Why didn't he like it as Kotzer? No? Why did Rashi like Kolev as Kotzer? Yeah, exactly. Because there's not enough. There's not enough. There's no piece of yinika. It sounds like there's not even hafkas mechubar, right? Because it's a mitkan pocket. It's just sitting there, just waiting to be emptied. Okay. I was wondering why I was getting all sorts of trumos gemaras and very interesting about that. Okay. Apparently, different dapim and different masechta speak about different things. Mefarik masov shaporik ochel mimokum shenizkasimo. Have a total dash. The ist amri. I guess if you learn dap yomi, you know that. But if you don't, find out the hard way. The ist amri told the kotzer belohi the lav mechubaru el a pocket viokir. So apparently, not being mechubar is not a problem for dash according to Rashi. It's only a problem for kotzer. And that's interesting, right? Again, being mechubar is not a chisaro necessarily for dash. That's Rashi on Ayin Yom Lamed Beis. Okay, but it's not a that thing being mechubar lekarka I'm talking about, which the Ran didn't like. But being mechubar to what it is that it's being separated from apparently is not a prerequisite according to Rashi for for dash. That's important too. How much of a maisa hafrada do you need? How much of a yitzira do you need in this context? Okay. The again for the Rajbo who says borer, it's another overlap in between borer and dash. Okay. And then finally we have the view of the Ramban, who says that first view of the Ramban, who says that basically if you're talking about disha biatzma shopri, so then you dafka need gidulei karka. And if you're talking about something which is mechusa or tamun, betocha pri, or betocha something else, you have it there, Yaakov? Let's see, you're turning pages. Oh, I have it also. Right, the first answer, the Ramban. Very important.
So, ikasha v'amrinam perakal gadol and disha v'gidulei karka, mechari told the dafshu, v'yish mobar, disha v'atz moshel pri, lesa el v'gidulei karka. Aval ahotzi mimenu, Peros mechunasim betmunim betol kishal ahead to go kolev dumya didishas gedulei karka.
Yeah. So what's clear in the Ramban is that he's not saying two tracks either. He's not saying there are two different dinim and dash. He's not distinguishing necessarily between the av and the tolda either. At least not by name anyway. Although maybe that's what he has in mind. Sorry to say. But either way, what he's saying is that there's compensation. What he's saying is, in order to accomplish disha ba'atzma shopri, you need gidulei karka. You don't need that when you're being motzi peiros mechunasim utmunim betocha kis shalahem. Okay, that's the equivalent of disha's gidulei karka. So I think what he means is that the question is the quality of the performance, the hafrada or the yitzira. So what Ramban is saying in this daya is that dash needs a certain level, certain intense qualitative hafrada. And that can be accomplished in two ways. It's always accomplished when you unearth something that was previously concealed. And you make it accessible. Whether he would call it actually yitzira, I don't know, maybe. Again, what about the fact that Cholev, like Rashi said, is Mifkad pocket in a way? Again, for the other Rishonim, it doesn't bother me. Rashi is the one who emphasizes and sees it as a problem in Kotzer. So I think it's interesting. He has to live with it with regard to Dash. Others might say, well, Betoch Habehema, it's not considered Cholev yet. It's only Cholev when you're Motzi, the Cholev Min Habehema. In any case, for the Ramban, I think we're not dealing with two different dashes, but one, and it's the quality of either the change or the hafrada, which is significant. Now, in light of that, again, if we look back at Rav Avraham ben Rambam, which I think Dovi also wanted to say the other day, so Rav Avraham ben Rambam said that gidulei karka is necessary for the av and not for the tola. That's parallel with what the Ramban says, although the Ramban doesn't emphasize the issue of av and tola. It might be different in the following ways. Number one, the Rambam and Rambam may believe in two tracks, two types of Disha and Avodah Zarah. And especially, as we noted at the time, if he holds that this is some sort of a more general idea, that the Toldah is not held to the standards of the Av. And it not only requires more, on the contrary, sometimes it can get away with less. A little bit of Nidrabi Eliezer Nishma L'Rabbanan in a way, namely that even according to the Rabbanan, there's a certain measure of independence of Toldah from Av. But having said that, you still wonder, this is its, you can't completely escape your ancestry. I mean, he comes, his status is validated only because of the Av. So how different can this Toldah be? So in a sense, at least if there's a common denominator, in the Ramban, I think it's clearly not two tracks. He says, what you have in unearthing a previously inaccessible and invisible and maybe even non-existent object, concealed liquid or whatever it is, what you have there is the equivalent, if not better, than what you have in Atzma Shel Pri, when you are mafrish or mafarid from its kedulei kar. But for Rambam and Rambam, I think one can argue that there is a common denominator, but there really are two concepts. One maybe being yitzira, and the other being hafrada. Maybe hafrada requires a kedulei karka, and the yitzira. For the Ramban, I think it's two ways of accomplishing either yitzira or hafrada. And I don't think it's necessarily broken up by Avodah Zarah, or at least that's not the issue. But for Rambam and Rambam, even if there are two tracks, and even if it is an issue of Avodah Zarah, and even if it shows that in some cases the standards can be less in the Toldah than the Av, I think there still has to be some common overlapping connection. And for that, the Ramban might be helpful even for Avram and Rambam. In light of that, of course, in light of Avram and Ramban, we should again revisit what they say in the name of the Ran. I'm not so sure it's even true, but the way that the Achronim understood the Ran, which was that Disha Le'ibud, there's a difference between Disha Le'ibud and Mefarek Le'ibud, that the Toldah Le'ibud is not going to be Chayiv, Masha'en Kein the Av. So again, if that's understood as a general issue of Malachshen Tzricha Le'gufa, but Avos and Toldos, as we already discussed it, that way. But in light of Rambam and Rambam, and the Ramban, is it also possible that this just reflects two different notions of Dosh? In which case, again, if it's the Maisa HaFrada you want to focus on, just like Ein Disha L'Gedulei Karka, the Atzmo Shel Pri, and so on, so we don't really care whether it's the Iblit or not the Iblit, it's the Maisa which is important. But in the case of Mefarek, maybe it really is the Totsaha, or the Yitzira of Mashke, or the Davar, which was Tumun and is now Galui, whatever the case may be. In any case, it's if that's Le'ibud, if that's going to go Le'ibud, so you haven't done anything. That's not really true in the case of Atzmo Shel Pri, when you're Mafrid from the Gidulei Karka. Also, this idea of the Ramban, so I'm just raising the question, if Ramban really means what some of the Achronim read in him, I don't really see it as that much different than the Ramban and Ibud, but if he means it, is it a general issue that obviously told us because of Lakshan Tzrich on the Gufa, or is it specific to two types of Dosh? But again, two tracks as opposed to the Ramban, which is a compensation theory. Okay. Of course, again, it works nicely, this idea of the Ramban, that Gidulei Karka, it isn't just a matter of Kashivus alone, but again, it could be connected to what he says in Kotzer, especially according to this first day in the Ramban. This first day in the Ramban presumably thinks that you really need Gidulei Karka, meaning the second day, the Ramban gives three answers to the question. Or the third answer is, Talmid Rav Yehuda, or the Chachamim, whatever it is. Second answer is Balei Chayim. But the first answer is this answer. It's to answer this question. You only need this answer if you basically assume that Gidulei Karka means Datka Gidulei Karka. In other words, not Balei Chayim. So the point is, yeah.
I think that Ramban, he goes to Gemara 9a.
Right.
And he's saying that would be an example of the first type, which is Asmus of Brit. And he's calling it something as Mukusar into a target.
Is it? Wait a second. You mean in Potzeh Kilaza? No. The Atzmo shall pre-lace a living Gidule Karka. That's Ka. Okay, that's real Gidule Karka. Well, either way, the Gemara there is a contrast to dogs.
That
is, yeah, that's enough. Okay. So the point is that what we said before about the Rambam in Mokum Gidulo, which is a Gidule Karka, the Chibur, just have a different step. It's more significant because that, you know, that's its place of origin. And Balei Chayim, place of origin, where it came from, isn't as important as it is in Gidulei Karka. So both in terms of Mokum Gidulo and in terms of defining the Hafrada, that would be important. And in light of this, I think we should revisit not only the Rambam and that Ran, but also the Rambam. But not in terms of two dinim necessarily, but at least one. Namely, the Rambam's Chiddush is that Chovel is also the Farig. So we said, number one, let's say it's not Yotzei. All right, Jonathan raises a good point. Does the Rambam mean that it has to be Yotzei or not? From the Sugis it doesn't appear so. Another Rishonim understood from the Sugis that it doesn't, that if it's Nitzrar Hadam, that's also going to be Chovel. So some riots for that. Number two question was, the question that everybody asks, what does he do with the Sugya in Ksubis and the base? Namely, if he's really interested in in Dosh and not in Tilas Neshama, in the Tilas Neshama, so it's easy to say that there's no Tilas Neshama for Dam Besulim, right? But that's only Dam Aguf. Dam, you know, Sha Nefesh can Damo Nefesh, Sha Nefesh Yotze Dam. But if we're talking about Mefarek, what difference make which Dam it is? But in light of the Ramban, I think one could say that what the Ramban is saying about Gidulei Karka is that it has to do, perhaps, with the quality of the Hafrada. Do we really care, you know, how difficult it is to be mapped, how much of an organic connection there is, how much of a chibur there is? So again, just contrast it. Mention that Rashi thinks that when it comes to Kotzer, you don't need Gidulei Karka, apparently. At least not Rashi. Well, that this is what bothered him, at least. In terms of the Kotzer part, but at least it's got to be, you know, Hafkas Mechubar. And you don't have that in Chole. But when it comes to Dush, he doesn't care about that. As long as you're unearthing it and exposing it and accessing it, so that's enough. But it's possible that the Rambam disagrees precisely on that point. The Rambam will say that indeed Kovel is Mefarik and it's Dush. But in a Dome, again, you'd have to say there's a difference between the Kole and, you know, and Mithgad Pocket of Dam Besulim under these circumstances, which I don't have that much trouble saying. But just as the Shittim Kubetza said that the answer for Rashi and Soveya is you need a Maisa Umanus, Vatiracha. You know, if you just, you know, you open it up and, you know, everything just flows out, then that's not Tzviya. So too, the Rambam might say that you need a certain quality of Maisa Hafrada in Disha. Okay. In the Rambam Shita, there are other questions to raise. Maybe we'll have a chance to get back to them. What about Moleach? Right? There's Malicha that draws out blood. Would that be also Dash, Mefarik, or only Chodah? For that matter, is drawing blood after death considered Mefarek told the Dosh or not? Again, if we're talking about Chovel as Mefilas Neshama, the other Rishonim, then clearly not. But according to the Rambam, what about extracting blood after death? So here, again, you know, we can talk about it, unlike Mefilas Neshama, but we could ask you know, the same question that we asked in the context of Gozes, and that is that it could be that once we're dealing with a dead body, not with something that is alive, so the whole way that we look at, you know, the before and after is different. You know, we look at it as like it's one cheftza. You know, and even when the blood comes out, so it's still a cheftza. You know, it's when the person's alive and you separate his blood from his life force, so that is, you know, that is really an act of separation and a creation of something new and different from what was. But you could say the dead body is just everything in the dead body becomes part of the body. That's something to look at. The third question, of course, again in the Pasinok issue, is every Netilas Neshama on a grand scale, I'm not talking about Chogam now, is every Netilas Neshama also also Dash? Right. So I think there are two issues to consider. Number one, the one I just mentioned, whether, although you might be mechalek between, you know, the act that kills the person, and you know, doing it after the body is just cheftz of the veil already. And that's number one. But on the other hand, we also may make another distinction. Pointed out with regard to the Chidush Iran, that maybe his objection to Ein Disha B'Mechubar is not so much some Zeres HaKasuv, you know, Kotzer has to be B'Mechubar and Dash can't be B'Mechubar. Maybe it's not that. It's that if you're talking about B'Mechubar and you're talking about basically you're always focusing on the Chepza as the Mechubar that remains, not the Davar Shenifra Mimenu. I don't think you have to say that, but that could be what bothers the Baal. Therefore, you know, the same thing that bothered the Rishonim and Machbedos, you know, in the order, you know, whose burden is being alleviated? You know, who's being liberated from, or what's being liberated from what? That same issue may apply to Mechubar. Every time if you're dealing with Mechubar, you always view the Mechubar as the Chafza, not the Davar Shadifrat Mimen. So too, in the case of, if it's important to identify the Chafza and have a clear sense of what the Chafza is in Malachas Dash, it could be that Netilas Neshama is never Dash, just for that reason alone. Because obviously, it's like a Kamei Min Rabba Mene kind of thing, you know. It's eclipsed. I don't mean even on the Malacha level, I mean on the Chafza level. Meaning the Chafza here is the body. It's, you know, the blood that is extracted, or that is Nitzrar, as a result of the blow that kills him, is, you know, becomes beside the point. That's not the Chafza. So these are some other issues to raise, according to the Rambam Shita of Chol. I hope to get back to it. If I get a chance, I'll get back to it. Back to them as well. Okay. So, by the way, having said that, so going back to Jonathan's issue, does the blood really have to come out or not? So if it does, you know, fine. Eventually. If that just has to be his purpose, but it doesn't need to come out, it could be the nitzrar, and this discoloration of the Kabbalah, kishyesh or, when the or is, you know, the membrane of the or, whatever it is keeping the blood back. So, as we pointed out, so where is the, you know, where is the mepharek? But again, if, in a way, there would be certain symmetry in the Rambam's Shita, namely, if you're motzi dam, which isn't chibur nechbar, but is mifka, is pocket, that's not mepharek. And if you're ma'aker dam, and you create, you know, a hafrada, even though it's not accessible, that is mepharek. So that's something to look into further. Hopefully we'll get a chance to speak a little bit more about it. Which brings us to the next point. How, we've seen, you know, the interesting question, how much unearthing, you know, creating is necessary in Dutch. To begin with, let's say it was Magula. After the fact, if it's still not Magula, how much of a change is necessary? How much of a change is necessary? And is that change defined in physical or in halachic terms, primarily? Okay, or both. So that also is very, very critical to the sugya of kedera and kahara. So I want to take a few minutes and speak about that. Ayasi Onri, Kufmem, just those few lines, and Kufmem Dalad Amde. So very important. Okay, the whole Shakavatar, I hope you all read through the whole Shakavatar. It's very, very important. Very halachal maisa, too. Again, I'm sorry we don't have time to go into the details of Shulchan Aruch on these things, but very important to do that, obviously. Maybe in June I'll take a day to go through how this all plays out, for at least Dash and Borer, maybe Tochen, and some of the halachal maisa issues. But You want to go ahead? Just the. Okay, so this idea that there's a difference between Kedera and Kara is very, very intriguing. So what we saw already with that is that Tosis quoted Rashi against Rabbeinu Tam to prove against Mbache. And what we saw is that Rashi himself, read the Rashi's Yossi, go ahead. Yeah. So the truth is that both Rashis may point to a completely different reading of the Gemara. But the question is this Gemara, the difference between Kedera and Ka'ara, the difference that is fundamental, in which case, you know, I still have to further define it. In other words, it's like Tosa said, and I give on the base. It's a difference of whether it's Ochel mitoch Ochel, or Mashke mitoch Ochel. Right? And then what emerges is that the condition of Dash is that there be this kind of a transformation. Or if you have Ochel mitoch Ochel, even if it's a different Ochel. Right? Because, obviously, you know, the status of the obviously the status of the eshkol as grapes and the liquid that's going into whatever food is still different, right? And that's certainly true with regard to the A's, which is going to be meat, and the milk, right? Which adds its flavors or whatever to whatever food it is, and also b'challah. So the question is whether or not, you know, such a clear-cut discrepancy, change, maybe creation, is necessary for dash or not, depends on how seriously we take this distinction between Ka'ara and Kedera. So one could say that for Rashi, not seriously at all, and in both directions. In other words, you could have Tocha Kedera, and even though it's Ochel La'Ochel, per se, the problem isn't that there isn't enough transformation. The problem is the derech, right? And then we just have to ask another question, and that is this a general halacha that shelo kederech is mafkia melachos, or is poter, or is disha in particular very sensitive to its kederech and shelo kederech? This is something that we find too. The Gemara in Beit Sadaf Yud Gimel on the base, which talks about what is it there? Bolo Malilos and the Caliph, you know, Al Yad Al Yan, the Caliph, Kasi Kasi, you know, the Gemara. Oh, there also seems to, you know, prominently project Shinui in the context of what many Rishonim are saying is the sugya of Nisha. Also, the sugya of Kuf Chav Chesam Aleph here in Shabbos. Right, the Gemara speaks about Chavile. Are you giving that one to look at? Yeah, I did. The Balamor Ravan, Chavile Tilson. Right, and the Gemara has right. The Gemara here speaks about Nitol Biyad Echad. It's Kino L'Malcha Behem Metalpel Osav Lavei Metalpel Osan. Then the Gemara explains. With two fingers, with one, with the thumb. The Gemara has a whole discussion here. And there's machlokes rishonim, l'halacha, whether we distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov or not. That's a machlokes between the Rif and the Ramban against the Balamar. So you have the sugya Beitza, you have the sugya here on Kukhov Ches, you have Rashi's interpretation of the distinction between Kedera and Ka'ara. Again, Rashi's distinction seems in both directions. It seems like even in Kedera there would have been Dash, except that it's Shalom Kedera. People don't do this normally as... And in Ka'ara, right, it would have been Pator had it not been that. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's not muchach that he's not interested, that he's going to drink it, you know from the ka'ara. So it sounds in both directions, like Rashi's saying. So it could be that, again, these are just the regular dinim of shinui and kalachar yad, which you find in other malachos too, needs to be analyzed. Let me understand what other, and that is my diuk in the Gemara on Ein Gimel Nebeis, right? The Gemara says, the shadi pisa ledikla, ein derech. First the Gemara says Yekayek, and then the other day the Gemara says Yepater, ein derech plisha v'kach, ein derech prika v'kach. And as I noted then, Rashi emphasizes the ein derech plisha as kalach hayad, and the ein derech prika kind of leaves. Is Rashi, and then in the light of Rashi in Ksuba Stav Samech, where he seems to say that Fisha is only b'talush, is Rashi interpreting here that the words ein prika v'kach, ein disha v'kach mean two different things. Ein tlisha b'kach means kalach hayam. And that makes sense because, in katsira, the act of katsira is important. In perika, it's because kalach hayad, the tsura, is part of the shem malacha more so than in other malachas. Maybe that's what Rashi has in mind. So that's one thing to look at. Is there a special din? Or is it just coincidence that you have all these clusters of you know, yad al yad, how many you're doing at the same time, and so on? There might be other issues too, in terms of hechsher, ochlin, in the context of achila. Hopefully, we'll get back to that, especially in the second beitza. But what I think could emerge from Rashi is that since he's playing down the mashka and the ochel angle of it, so Rashi might be saying that you don't really require such a radical transformation in order to be considered disha. And maybe that's lishitaso, and I give a little base where you did create a tolish from a mechubar. Maybe that's considered a radical change, or maybe it isn't because you don't need such a radical change. And the issue there also is one of derech and access, of course. So if you interpret the sugya according to Rashi, that's why I thought it was ironic that tells the Ein Gimel Amud Beis against Rabbeinu Tam quotes Rashi, because I think he's not emphasizing the really mechudash point in Rashi. The Tosfos Rid at least zeroes in on one aspect of Rashi. Tosfos Rid says he doesn't like Rashi, especially what he says about the Ka'ara. Rashi says in the Ka'ara, since it's not Muchach, therefore we view it as Mashke and Yechai. Tosfos Rid says, "Pirsha Mora Zinu the Mashke Koi Afagav the Mekar Leshasi Lo Muchamilsa Viki Sur Einu Nearly Ala Afagav the Muchamilsa the Laboy Leshtia." Let's say it's clear that he's not going to use it for shtia at all. This is an interesting question. Ela Laros Atavshu Mitocha Kedera Olav. Should say this low here. Should say Ela. Ela Laros Atavshu Mitocha Kedera. Alav, still high oser. That can lo shara ela mashka habali ochel. Shall olam lo amad amashka beino. Aval, the tocha ka'ara shabra amashka beino lo yamatir. Who did the tocha kadera my sorekanis? Right, the Tosfos Rid says, what would be if you poured it in the ka'ara, and it's clear, it's even mucham milsa the people, that what you're going to do is you're just going to take it from there and you're going to pour it on the food. Or you're going to take the food and you're just going to drop it in there and it's going to absorb all the mashke. Or you were to pour the liquid into a kedera, but before there's any meat in it. There's one could be mechalik between those two as well. Right? You could say in one case the environment is one which is omed, la'ochel. And in the other case it's omed l'mashke. Right? The Tosfos Rid is going, further than is necessary. He's saying even mashke betocha kedera that comes first, as long as it has a moment where it's a mashke, that's enough. That's dosh. And Rashi is saying apparently not. So in the bottom here in the footnotes, he points out correctly that there's a whole discussion with the Eglei Tal about this. That the Radvaz interprets Rashi as the Tosfos Rid does. Namely, that if you were to pour the liquid into a kedera before the food was there, so in Achanami, you would you would be potter. That would not be considered dash. Very important. But the Beis Yosef, in I think Siman Shin Chav, says that Rashi didn't mean that. Rashi would also agree that if you pour the liquid into the kadera, then and there was nothing there at the time, that was first, you know, it had a momentary existence as a mashka, without you know, integrating into ochlim, that would be enough to be mechayivi. That's an interesting argument within Rashi and outside of Rashi. Okay, so apparently the Tosfos really is interested in the shein mashka and the fact that there's a discrepancy. Whereas Rashi, in both directions, is saying there could be mashke. I mean, no one's going to deny if it's sitting in a kadera, and certainly when it's sitting in a kara, it has all the other dinim of mashke. And chos tuma, it's mashke. I mean, everything else, it's mashke. So, but just because it's mashke from ochlim doesn't necessarily mean it's dash. Just as Rashi said that even if it's just because it's ochlim from ochlim. If not for Shaloka Derech, that could be Dash. So the point is that it sounds like Rashi, A, is giving great weight to Kederach, and B, is not necessarily defining Disha in terms of the change, the transformation. Maybe just access and removal from its organic environment. Again, Cholev is an organic environment. It's a Mekuvar exactly, but it's an organic environment. Yeah.
What does it mean when he says that the Tumah is not Masha? The Gemara asks, the Kasha.
I mean, the Gemara speaks about that. Yeah, so Rashi doesn't deny that. I'm not saying that Rashi doesn't believe that Mashka is important. He says the word Mashka too. But he thinks that the issue of Mashka Mina Ochel itself is a din in Derech Disha, not a din in definition of Disha. There. Right? The point is that Rashi says, and obviously Tosa didn't read it this way, because if Tosa had read it this way, then he would have quoted it against Rebbe Natan. Here. The Mucha Bilsa de Lab La Mashka Boile, Hel La Ochel, the Aza Derech Prikaso, the Habrid Mafrid Ochel Me Ochel. It sounds like what Rashi's saying is that Derech Prika requires that it be Mashke Mina Ochel. I'm assuming that the word Derech here means, you know, more than definition. But at the same time, that Derech is more important, perhaps, to this Malacha on a definitional level than it is for other malachas. That's a fine line, I admit. But again, Tosus didn't mean it. Obviously, Tosus ignored the word derech here and felt that derech just means hagdara. And if you say that, then I have no problem with Rashi, except the second Rashi is still problematic, where Rashi says, afagablo mukhamilsa, right? Because again, I think normally we would say that that's still a mashka. Right. Okay. If we say that Rashi is giving weight to Kederach, which both gives weight to Kederach and takes some emphasis away from the discrepancy per se, and maybe that works out with Ayin Gimel and Beis, etc., and all the other Rashis about Kederach. So I say that's an opening for a Beinu Tam as well. But the Tosfos and the Ramban clearly don't like it. On the other hand, they're bothered by a different question, as is Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, name of which question? Sammy? Gemara here says, there's a mashka from an ochel, that is certainly dash, right? And there are two examples of it. One is tocha k'teira, tocha ka'ara, skitas peiros. Right? What's the other example? Cholev eis. So what's the problem with cholev eis? If you're cholev eis l'tocha ka'ara, you should be chayav. Right, everybody agrees with that. If you're cholev eis b'tocha kedera, so the Gemara says that's not dosh. Right, what's the problem with that?
The eis is muktzah.
If the eis is muktzah, Keshech. Yeah. If the A's, if you're talking about Yom Tov, so the A's is Omeg La'achila. So then you could say that it's Me'ochel La'ochel. But if you say that it's Shabbos, and it's also B'shchita, so the A's is not Omeg La'achila. And therefore, when you produce liquid into the Kedera, which is Ochel, so that's Ochel Minatzolas. That's the question all Rishonim ask. And Ochel Minatzolas should be Dosh. They ask the second question, not the Bali Tosis, but the Chachmas Svarad, namely Ephraim. See it? Moshe? Based on what Sammy is saying, but another aspect of the same question. And it's interesting whether the two questions get answered the same way or not. Yeah. The chalav betoch hakadera should be asur. Number one, there should be a violation of dash, which the Gemara says there isn't. And number two, you should not be able to eat the chalav because it should be muktzah, because it's yotze min hamuktzah. Who says that yotze min hamuktzah is muktzah? Well, it seems like the Gemara says that, but maybe only seems. Which Gemara? The Gemara is the beginning of a Masechet Eitzah. Beis Hillel de Yomtov is machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says it's asur, Beis Shammai says it's muktzah. And the Gemara explains right at the beginning of the Masechta, Beitza. Ellie? Rosenberg? What does the Gemara say there? Beitza Shenolda is Asur, or Mutter, Machlokas Beisil and Beishama. So the Gemara starts off and it says, what are we talking about? Elema Betarnagola Sametis Lachila. If this is an edible tarnagolas, not edible really, ome lachila, if that's what you're interested in, so my tamay the beitzila. Right? You have a beitza, shenolda, an yom tov, from an animal which can be shechted. So the animal's not muktza. Right? Animal's not muktza, why should the beitza be muktza? Ochla de efrasu. It's like being mafrid, it's like, you know, cutting a piece of a food. Cutting ochel, taking one piece from another piece. What's the problem? Ella, the tarnagolos on medes legadol beitzim. If it's tarnagolos on medes legadol beitzim, so you're not interested in an yom tov, because Noah has no achana for you. So then the Gemara says, my tamay de beis shamay, muktzahi. What do you mean, my tamay de beis shamay? My tamay de beis shamay that. We're not talking about the status of the tarnagolas. We're talking about the status of the beitza. So it seems like the Gemara thinks that a beitza, meaning the child, the nolad of a muktza, the yotzeim in a muktza, is asur. So these are two questions that Rishonim ask on our sugya. Eiz lechelba toch hakedera should have two problems. Number one, why is it not dash? After all, it's ochel. Good, it isn't mashke min ochel. Fine. It's not mashke min ochel because it's toha kedera. But it's ochel min apsolas. As they put it, it's interesting, the Rishonim use the same language. Some of the Rishonim, B'chachmei Svarad, use the same language. Ochel de efrasu. The reason we thought that toha kedera is not a problem of dash, because ochel de efrasu is like, you know, it's like taking a big piece of meat. Or any food, and cutting it down into size, into pieces. So that's a dosh, right? If you're cutting into very specific pieces, maybe it's chotech, right? If you grind it into little things and that changes its definition, that could be tochein. But where's the dosh in that? Right? It's ochel d'efras. Now it's fascinating that the term ochel d'efras is a term that appears in the context of nolad and muktzah. Right, that they use the term at all is interesting. Right? It sounds like the definition of dash is similar to that. But the point is twofold then. Number one, it's ocha mitoka psolas, not ocha d'apras, because the A's is not ochel on Shabbos. Number two, how can you eat this mitocha kedera? What about the halacha of yotzei min amukta? Just like if the tarnagolas was omedes lebeitzin, the beitza is asura, so this should be asur as well. That's the first question Tosis asks. The second question is asked by the Chachmei Svara. Okay, and they ask it here. Ramban asks it here, both in Luchamos and in the Kiddushim. The Kiddushim is more expansive than Luchamos. And, of course, the Rishonim in Beitza asked it. On the base of an Aleph. I'm sorry, the base of an Aleph and base of a base. I'll explain why in a second. And again, in Yud Aleph and Aleph, the Daf Yarif is a huge, very important, very important Luchamos. Ramban, in his Kiddushim here, on the base, makes reference to what he wrote in Beitza Yud Aleph Amid Aleph and Daf Yarif. The Balamor in our sugya, Kuf Mem Dalet, makes reference to what he wrote in the beginning of the Masechta as well. Beitza Amid Aleph. Okay, we'll get that in just a second. So that's the question. Those are the two questions. How is this Gemara going to be read? But there are several assumptions in the question too. Okay. One assumption is on the Mukta side of things is that a yotzei min ha-muktzah is muktzah. We'll have to see if that's really true. Okay. On the dash side, which is what we're more interested in, we seem to be assuming that if something is off limits on Shabbos, that means it doesn't have the shem ochel, A, and that B, the legal question, whether it has or doesn't have a shem ochel, determines with regard to dash. Well, let me say it this way. The same A, it's the same A's, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, physically. Right? We're talking about, being chole this animal, and the milk that comes from the animal. We're going to say on Shabbos, it's ochel mitoch psolas, because it doesn't have a shem ochel. On Yom Tov, maybe it's ochel mitoch ochel. Right? That's interesting. Is dash defined by this discrepancy, and is the discrepancy defined in halachic terms or not? These are the questions. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Who's reading it? Michael, are you reading it? Who's reading it? Who did I have reading Tosas on Kuf Mem Dalet? Or who did I ask about Tosas on Kuf Mem Dalet? What? No, I thought I asked somebody the Tosas question. Sammy, right? Yeah. So what's Rabbeinu Tam answer? Exactly. Nir Rabbeinu Tam, the Hainu Dafka B'Yom Tov. The chazi behema lachila. Therefore, have a kamo ochel. I'm sorry, the Bali tells us all these things. Kamo ochel the ifras. Aval b'Shabbos lo chazi l'shchita, and therefore kamo dash kashiva. Shabehema hi apsoles. Because shakolev have kinota ochel mitoch psoles. Behema shuv b'bahag. The biyom tov ayri miu shchita zeisim v'anavim. It's another issue. The Shari Leel, the Tocha Kedera, Hain Afila B'Shabbos, Kimi De'eshko Chazi L'Achila. Good. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only Yom Tov. And why is it only Yom Tov? So what's the difference? In Yom Tov, it's Ocha De'ifras. In Shabbos, it's not. And the assumption is, A, in Shabbos, it loses its Shem Ochel because it's Asura. And B, the Dosh depends on this halachic definition. If it's Shabbos, it's dash. If it's Yom Tov, it's ochel v'ifras. Okay. On the other hand, Tosis does seem to assume at least one thing. That's interesting, and that is the third question, which we have yet to raise: is dash asur b'Yom Tov? So Rabbeinu Tam seems to assume that the answer to that question is yes. Dash is also Yom Tov. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, correct. Dash is also Yom Tov. The only reason that Yom Tov you could be Cholev with Ol Kakadera is because it's Ol Chadir for us. Had it not been Ol Chadir for us, then even on Yom Tov it would be also. Okay. Now that's an important question too, right? Now again, it could be an isolated question, isolated important question, just in Hilchos Yom Tov, right? Which malachos are subject to Ochel Nefesh, which not? We discussed a little bit. We talked about Megabein and Bona, right? And Tosas on Sadi Hayim Aleph. So again, is it only Milisha V'Elach? Is it only? Let me say it this way: if it's only Meleches Shel Ochel Nefesh, that's the cutoff. So then this becomes an interesting question. Is Dush, is Borer, these are both controversial malachos in Yom Tov. Bishul and Lisha, you know, clearly are malachos Ochel Nefesh, intrinsically. Are Dush and Borer malachos Ochel Nefesh? Are they only Be'ochlim? So the question could be a Yom Tov question. Let's say you have a Tzorech Yom Tov, but the Malacha is not a Malechas. You have a Tzorech Achila, but they're not Malechas Achila. Well, what's the Halacha on Yom Tov? Is it in the Shem Malacha, in the Tzorech? It could be that that's the issue. Or it could be that if there's a debate about the status of Dush and Borer and Barakade, that the issue really revolves around these Shem Malachas. In any case, according to Rabbeinu Tam, these are the three assumptions. There's no Shem Ochel on Shabbos, but there is a Shem Ochel on Yom Tov. Dush, in principle, is not a Meleches Ochel Nefesh. It doesn't have a Heter Ochel Nefesh. Disha depends on these halachic, very formal definitions. Okay. The Benetam quotes the Bahag. And the Rif also quotes, a huge Rif here, on Samachon Beis and the Daf Mei Rif. And the Rabban, huge discussion with the Rishonim. I should add the Ravid also in the Hasagos on the Balamor in the beginning of Beitza. Also says on Kabbalah Tam, the Gemara here is only saying speaking about Yom Tov, not about Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That's what the Rif quotes, Rabban quotes, these Rishonim as well. However, their explanation is slightly different from that of Rabbeinu Tam. Who saw the Rabban inside it? Sammy saw it inside or not? I think I told everybody to see that Rabban. Could Ben Galad? Yehuda? Did you have a chance to see it? Ethan? Okay, I mean, just we're late, so I'm going to, you know, tell you. But you really should look it up. It's very, very important, this whole discussion. The Rabban, the way the Rabban quotes it is clear. From the Rishonim, it's also clear. It's not exactly identical to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is whether there's a Shem Achila. It seems like the Rif, Bahag, some of the Rishonim at least, took the other perspective. They said on Yom Tov, the reason that it's Mutar is because Disha is Heter Ochel Nefesh. Then how can you explain the discrepancy between Kedera and Kahara? So in Achanami, they say that the Isur Kahara is only a Chomer B'Alma. That's the Dindra Banan, Gzeira Atu Schita. But the Heter Ochel Nefesh is the reason why the Yom Tov, it's Mutter Le Kedera. In which case, the whole distinction of Kedera and Ka'ara, according to these Rishonim again, like for Rashi, but for a completely different reason, becomes questionable. Is it about Mashke and Ochlin at all? Maybe only the Drabbana level in terms of the Gzera. According to the simple reading of the Gemara, this is a Daraisa distinction. Okay, that's important. The other point is that they don't think that the status of Heter Shchita creates a creates a Shem Ochel even on Yom Tov. They disagree with Tosas on both points. Well, I shouldn't say Tosas, better time. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that on Yom Tov, an Eiz has a Shem Ochel, and on Shabbos it does not. And Rabbeinu Tam thinks that in principle, Disha is Asur, Rabbeinu Shabbos, Rabbeinu Yom Tov. This other group of Rishonim who also say that the sugya is only about Yom Tov feel that there's a Heter Ochel Nefesh of Disha, the distinction of Kedera and Ka'ara is only on a Drabana level, but the Shem Ochel doesn't exist on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Just because it's a Heter Ochel Nefesh doesn't give something a Shem Ochel. Now, why should that be true? That could still be for one of two reasons. One reason could be nothing to do with our sugya. It could again have to do with Heter Ochel Nefesh. Right? Especially if you look at Heter Ochel Nefesh more as Dechuya than as Hutra. Right? So you might say, just because you can, you know, you can Shecht something, doesn't yet make it Ochel. Or it could not be connected to Ochel Nefesh. It could just be a more general idea, meaning a living, breathing animal is not an Ochlen, period. It just isn't. It's also a possibility. Or it could be that they dafka don't like this idea that the discrepancy between Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe that the halachic difference of Shem Ochel, not Shem Ochel, would be koveya for Dash. They think Miman of Shach. It's this, from a Dash point of view, which is defining Dash, it doesn't really matter whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's the same physical action. But either way, that's an important machlokas. If you give the answer of Yom Tov, the distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov, so that helps you also, obviously, with the Muktzah problem. Remember, we have two problems here. One is the product should be Muktzah. The other one is there should be a Malacha because it's Ochel Mitoch Psoas. But if we say we're talking about Yom Tov, so the other thing that we accomplish is that there's no Muktzah. Right? The Eiz is not Muktzah on Yom Tov, it's only Muktzah on Shabbos. If it's Eiz, which is Omedes Lachlo, on Shabbos, it is Muktzah, that's the Sugya and Daf Yud Tes of the days. Mar says explicitly that Eiz Lechelba is Muktzah on Shabbos. Okay. But there are other answers to these questions. The Balamor, in the beginning of Beitza, says that at least on the Muktzah side of things, that the assumption is just incorrect. That's what he says also. He says, the Sugya is talking about Yom Tov. He says that. One second. Samach of Beitza, Dabi Arif. Ono kibalnu perusha afilu bis... I'm sorry. Even Shabbos, Shalok and Dibir, which appears to be Yom Tov, but Kvaharach and Abin and Zeb, but Tchilim and Sechas Yom Tov. Sorry. Of course. The Balamor says he thinks the Sugya is talking not about Yom Tov, but about Shabbos as well. Not only about Yom Tov, but Shabbos as well. What do you do with the book? It's a problem. So the Balamor points out in the beginning of Beitza that it's not just this Gemara. There's also a Gemara right there in Beitza itself that you have to consider. Gemara goes back and forth about Beitza Shanol de Yom Tov. What's the problem? Muktzah problem. They're debating Muktzah. So the Gemara says, maybe the problem is a problem of Hachana de Rabba. The problem is, if you have a Shabbos after a Yom Tov, or a Yom Tov after a Shabbos, so without going into all the details, right, Shabbos cannot be Mechon the Yom Tov, Yom Tov cannot be Mechon the Shabbos. Yom Tov can be Mechon the Atzma, Shabbos can be Mechon the Atzma, but Shabbos cannot be Mechin al Yom Tov, Yom Tov cannot be Mechin le Shabbos. That's the principle of Hakana de Rabba. So the Gemara says, on base and on base and base, if that's true, then if it's not Shabbos after Yom Tov or Yom Tov after Shabbos, then it should be Mutter. If it's a regular Yom Tov, then base of Shinoda should be Mutter, the Lishteri, or if it's a regular Shabbos, Felishtari. So the Rishonim there, including the Balamor, and the Ramban, you know, from an Aleph and Daf Erich from Beitza, and the Ran, right on the beginning of Daf Erich, but they all ask this question. They say, what are you talking about? In Bishlama Yantiv, to say that the Beitza Shenolda would be Mutter, that makes perfect sense. Because if it's Tarnigoles, Omedes, Lachila, not Legata Beitzin, so it's not Mukta, and there's no problem of Achana the Rabba either, and therefore there's no reason it shouldn't be Mutter. But if you're talking about Shabbos, so what if it's a Tarnigoles, Omedes, Lachila, but there's an Yitzhar Shkita? So how can the Gemara say that Beitza Shenolda would be Mutter? That seems to be a stira with the first line of the Gemara, where the Gemara said, right, if it's Omedes Legadel Beitzim on Yom Tov, then you can't eat it. You can't eat the Beitzim either. If the Targolis is Mukta, then the Beitzim are Mukta. So why is it when it comes to Yom Tov, when there's a Mukta, like Targolis Omedes Legadel Beitzim, there we say that the Beitza is Asur, Asura, and when it comes to Anisur Mukta of Shabbos, for example, Tarnagolas, Omedes, even Lachila, we don't say the Beitza is Mutter. You have Mukta here, you have Mukta there. In each case, the Vlad of the Mukta, the Beitza of the Mukta, is what we're talking about. So why is Beitza Mukta on that Beitza and Aleph off limits, and Beitza Mukta on Beitza and Beitza is all of a sudden Lishtery? That's the question. So the Balamar came up with the following idea. Balamar said, there really is no concept that Yotzim and Amukta is awesome. There's just no such idea. Because, after all, let's say you're Mitzape, you know, you're waiting expectantly for this Beitza. The Beitza is not Mukta. The animal's Mukta. He says, and that's why our Gemara says that Eiz Lechelba, even though Eiz Lechelba is Mukta, the Gemara in the Testament based on Shabbos, nonetheless, when it's Latoch HaKadera, it's Mutter. Why? Because the animal's going to give milk. Right? The Eiz is going to give milk. And the milk is going to be something you're Mitzapeh and you're Mechen for. Right? It's not something you put out of your mind. And since that's the case, so it's going to be Mutter. Aye, so why does the Gemara say on Beis Amar Aleph that the Beitza of a Tarnagolas Shomedes Legadol Beitzim is Asur? So the Balamar says that's because that's not just Tarnagolas Omedes Legadol Beitzim. That's Tarnagolas Omedes Legadol Beitzim Leafroach. That's what it's talking about. And since that's the case, so he's not even mitzape for what's going to come out for the Beitzin. But there's no such principle that just because something is mukta, the yotze mimenu is mukta too. No. As long as you're mitzape for it, that's the problem of Beis HaMen Aleph. Okay, that's the Balamor. The Tosis Rid here, in Shabbos, says something similar, except he doesn't like, obviously, the Balamor's explanation of the sugin beitza, so he limits it more. He says the same basic idea. He asks the question: I forgot the arena and ezo medes lechelba and mukta. This is the Tosfot Aladar. Chalava muchanu. She kiven she yachal, but he gets two other things. Kiven she yachal lechelba mitocha kdeira, ein lecha muchan galu mimenu. Meaning, number one, because it's mutter and it's not dash. So it's muchan. Aval mi ova eiz have a mukta. The mother can be mukta, and the child doesn't have to be mukta. Shekivin shi omedes lichalev, itziach daitam l'shochta. V'damer l'tamir di'iska. V'chalava lo dami l'beitza shel tarnagolas omedes l'gaba beitzim shi yasura. V'shun de beitza lo avida da'asi v'chol yoma. V'chi nesial da havalei nolad. Aval achalav da avida da'asi v'chol yoma da'aita ilavei. So basically, Tosfos Rid, in principle, says the same idea as the Balamor, namely, that because the mother, the Yotze Mimenu, is Mukta, doesn't mean that the Davar Shiyatza is Mukta, per se. However, he doesn't think that this Omid Mitzapeh works automatically. Omen Mitzapa only works Babina Da'asi. Omen Mitzapa does not work below Nasa Kol Yom. Of course, this idea of Babina Da'asi is something that we know from the world of Davar Shalom Bali Olam. Similar idea in a way. Something is Babina Da'asi, even though it's not here yet. Right? It's you can have Smichus Das for it, or it's considered Ba'olam, however you want to interpret it in those sugyas. Here too, it's not. It's something that you can have hachana for. But that's the difference between Beis. So then he doesn't have the doch, he doesn't say it, but he doesn't have to, he doesn't mention the Balamar. But you don't have to go the dochic route of saying that the Sugin Beis says, Dafka, Omenis, the Gadol Beis, and Shalapro. Okay, good. But the basic principle is the same. Then others point out that still it's not dummy. The Horus on Moshe, and Mayonis on Ovin are literally Ba'olam. This Beitzah, this Cholav is still not Ba'olam. In any case, he has other answers as well. That's the Balamor. If you hold like the Balamor, at least it answers the Muktzah side of the sugya. Yeah?
In order to answer the fact that Gemara itself uses Muktzah Efras, so you have to say that Muktzah Kaked or that his Das is Makhlit from the rest of the Shekhin?
Again, Ochad Efras, the Gemara says about Beitzah, Beitzim of Tarnagol Shomedes. Le'achila, not legal beitzim.
So
you're asking according to who? According to Balamor? Let's say according to the Balamor, that doesn't even come into play. It's to take even beitzim of a tarnagola shomedes legal beitzim would be muchan because daipe allow.
So
the dust sort of separates it from the rest of the chicken. Yeah. Doesn't separate. But the point is that I think it's not so much, nothing mystical happens to the beitza, you know, which is inside the chicken. It's the other way to look at it. The only thing that is muktza are things that you really maktza bidatcha. This is a very important balamor for muktza. It's a very important debate about muktza. Balamor says, you know, if you don't put something out of your mind, then it's not muktza. So when this thing is born, and you were thinking about it in advance, it was never muktzah. It's not mystically separated because you're thinking about it now. It's just, it's not a nolad muktzah because you were waiting for it. You're omen mitzapa. It's lo boli olam. It's not even a vita dasi. Balamor says, still, lo asich daita mimeno. That's all it is. It's a limitation of muktzah.
Okay, so muktzah can apply piecemeal then?
Yeah. Okay. In a way, right. And there's no rule of Yotzim in a Muktzah Muktzah. Now, the Tosfos really agrees there's no rule of Yotzim in a Muktzah Muktzah in the sense that he thinks that, you know, you can have a mother which is Muktzah and a child which is not Muktzah. He just thinks that there are still limits in Asich Daite and Yoshev and Mitzapeh. And it has to be something which is Avida Da'asi at least. Which is, you know, Asi Kol Yom. Okay. The Ramban has a totally different approach. What's Ramban's approach, Sammy? Saad? Yeah, this is the famous Ramban. This is what he develops in Beitzah, what he develops here as well. Go ahead, even though it's also on two levels. He answers both questions in one fell swoop. Namely?
That doesn't remove the shame.
He does exactly the opposite of what some of the Gaonim probably did. Some of the Gaonim probably were the opinion that the shame ochel of an Eiz is different on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. Namely, if it's a heter shchita, so then it has a shame ochel, and it's ochel de'efras. If it's no heter shchita, right, then it is ochel min apsolas. Because the halachic definition is determined, dictates for disha, and is determined by heter and iser. Okay, that's the... Right, so that's the view of Rabbeinu Tam. So the other Rishonim said, no. Even on Yom Tov, a living, breathing Eiz, right, is not an Ochel. This Gemara. The answer to this Gemara is because Disha is Heter Ochel Nefesh. The Ramban went exactly the opposite route. The Ramban said, even on Shabbos, this living, breathing Eiz is nothing more than a future meal on your table. don't know if he said it that way, but that's what he's saying. Basically, the Ramban makes a remarkable comparison. You see it? It's standing in Susan, Muhammad the Hidusha. Yeah, that's where he has it. With a line that doesn't appear, he doesn't develop it as much in the Muhammad. It's one terrific line. Atu. Isur Dravila is the concept. Basically, the Ramban said, listen, you can't check the animal. That doesn't mean it's not food. There's an Isagabra that you cannot shech the animal. That doesn't mean it's not ochel. It's ochel, but you're not allowed to shech it. It is food waiting to be eaten, even as it's playing frisbee with you in the backyard. Assuming it's a kosher animal, of course. Right. So then he says, this walking meal is a walking meal in the same way. What are you going to say? It's mechusar shechita. It's not a meal. Atu. It's an Isur Dravila, it's an Isur Gabra. Atu. What does it compare it to? One terrific line. Did you catch it?
No.
What? Well, who suicided here? And who has it? Anybody? Yaakov, do you have it?
Atu basar chai v'shabas in taras ofo al tishu chasar bishol.
You have a piece of raw meat on your table. You're going to say that it doesn't have a shame ochel? Because it's lacking visual? Is it a good comparison or not? It's a wild comparison, right? Why?
Because the raw meat you can anticipate the fact it has a shem ochel already.
It has a shem ochel, this is an Isur Gabra, you can't eat it. But it is shachut. It's just not mevusho. What?
It's chazi b'unsa.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Right? It's in ochel's tumas ochel. Is that a shame achilah? Say a shame ochel. How can you compare that? This is your friend. You're playing frisbee with this ace in the backyard. You gave him a name. So you're going to compare him to raw meat that hasn't been cooked? Right. Right now he's a balchai. Even the Rishonim will say that, you know, that a balchai is gidulei karka. They're not going to say that about a piece of dead meat. Right. The Ramban also consider the balchai. It's gidulei karka, but it could be gidulei karka, but it has a shame ochel. At least the comparison to raw meat should be problematic in that. But at least for some dinim, it's considered gidulei karka. It only means that it gets sustenance from the earth. Maybe. Obviously, it's not in the vela. It's not matane. It doesn't have the tumas ochel din of a basar when it's walking around and catching the frisbee. I mean, there are tremendous gaps in this equation on both sides of the equation. And yet the Ramban says, ochel d'rabia. So the Ramban answers both questions with this. Number one, he says, even on Shabbos it has a shem ochel. If it has a shem ochel, even on Shabbos, the opposite of the gonim. Even on Yom Tov it doesn't have a shem ochel. But Disha's mutter. And Ka'ara, Kneira, is a Dindra Abba. According to the Rambam, even on Shabbos, this has a Shem Ochel. And Rabbi Tam is one of Mechalik, the Shem Ochel between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Halachic reality. But the Rambam is not denying halachic reality. The Rambam is saying, Isur Dravila, it's an artificial Isur. It's really a meal, a walking meal. Oh. But this is how the Rambam also answers the Mukta problem. Right? Rishonim asked the question about muktzah. So again, Balamor says, and the Tosfos read, Ein yotzim in a muktzah muktzah. Good, how far you want to push it, that's the debate. Other Rishonim say, maybe it's according to the Man D'Amar, Tosfos read, and other Rishonim, maybe it's according to the Man D'Amar, who doesn't believe in muktzah. It's only according to Shmuel, not according to Rav, it's according to Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Yehuda. Now Rishonim give that answer. You know, Kanami, if it had been muktzah, that's the end of it. It's yotzim in a muktzah, that's Aser. There's a third group of Rishonim, another group of Rishonim, which I forgot to mention, and there are two versions of it. Balamor mentions it, and so does the Ramban. Some people say, oh, let's say it's not Muktzah, and it's a Shem Ochel, both, because it's Mutah Lishkot Linyan Pikuach Nefesh. That's an interesting point, too. So there are two versions of that. One is, since Linyan Pikuach Nefesh, therefore, it has a shame ochel. Therefore, it doesn't have a status of muktzah. Or only in a situation where there's pikuach nefesh. That's the way the Balamor reports it, I think. in Beitza. That makes more sense. Even then, one could argue is that Hutra, Dechuya, even if it's only the Pikoch Nefesh, it still might not have a Shem Ochel. That would depend on Pikoch Nefesh, Hutra, Dechuya. Okay. But the Ramban's sweeping answer, this is a new theory that the Ramban made up because of these sugyas. That Yisud Ravi Alei, Ramban says basically the following. Eina Domeh, the Mukta of Tarnagoles, Omedes, Legadal Beitzim, on Yom Tov, and the Mukta of Eiz, Beglal Yisud Shkita de Ravi Alei, on Shabbos. One, in terms of Shem Ochel, there's a Shem Ochel even though there's an Isidur of Yalei. And two, in terms of Muktzah itself, there is a principle of Yotzin and Muktzah's Asur, but only if it's an implacable Muktzah. The kind of Muktzah for which there's no Hachana of the Muktzah itself. The kind of Muktzah about which we say, Migu, di Iskatsoy leben Ashmashos, Iskatsoy lekoliyoma. The kind of Muktzah that you put out of your mind. Meaning Tarnagoles, Omedes, Legadel, Beitzim. But if you're talking about Tarnagoles, Omedes, Lachila, but the problem is that there's an Yisud Ravi Alei. So the Ramban says, the Yisud Ravi Alei dictates that the Muktzah only exists before the Heter Shechita. But as long as there's a Heter Shechita, then it's Muchan Linyan Zeh. It always was Muchan Linyan Zeh. The artificial Iser Shechita, Iser Gavra, establishes that the Muktzah is limited. It was Ben Hashmashos, it was never a Muktzah L'Kuli Yomba. Now, in some versions of the Ramban, he says this in a few places, I mentioned, Mechamos here, Mechamos in Beitza, Yudalef HaMadalef in Yudalef HaRif, the Chidushim. In some versions, he makes it clear that he thinks that only if there was a Heter, this Muktzah part would only apply if it was Shechita V'Torah's Heter, Shogeg, or Pikuach Nefesh. But if you did it le'isur, and there's never a heter, then it's going to be mukta. You can't, it wouldn't be basar, wouldn't be asur only b'toras ma'isa Shabbos, it would be asur b'toras mukta as well. In other places, I think it's not as clear. Does Zezer Ramban say that the kind of mukta of isur de Ravi Alei is not a mukta of migu diskatsai? Or does he mean that it is migu diskatsai, but it never was iskatsai leben ashmashos lekuliyomo le'inyin atero? And therefore, linyan atero, adopka linyan atero, there's no muktzah, but linyan isura, there is a muktzah. Okay. This is very important issues for muktzah too, obviously. But this is the Ramban's concept of isur Ravi Alei. So Ramban says there are two things accomplished by looking at shechita only as an isur gavra, but not as defining, number one, dash, which really does depend on the halachic definition, but Al Pidin, even in Shabbos, it's Ochel, Mitoch Ochel. And the second is the Yisur Muktzah. There are two other shitas, really. I guess I have to stop. But one is, let me just admit, look at it for next time. And then we'll spend a few more minutes Sunday finishing up Dash before we start Borah. Just look at the Ran on Aleph, Omer Aleph, in the Dapei Arif, in Beitza. Because he has a compromised position between the Balamor and Ramban, which is also very fascinating. So look at that, Ran. If you get a chance, you can look at the Ra'ah as well. Also Beitza on that circuit. I gave a list for Borer. Mostly we're going to do Borer to make sure that you're prepared for Borer, because we only have Sunday and Monday to do it.